Laura, it's me.
Hi, Ronnie.
Oh, wow. That suddenly comes through loud and clear. That's weird when that happens. We're having a great time on the show today, Laura. I hope you are in the LA.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Is the delay back?
No.
No, okay. Right, we've got an affair of the heart we'd like you to deal with, Laura.
Excellent.
Alec Azam has sent us a letter. Alec Azam, thank you, Alec. Dear Loving It with Laura, the magician's life is a lonely one. Long days on the road, long nights in gloomy hotel rooms, practicing my sleight of hand, polishing my performance with no one to beat but myself. Laura, it may be a living, but it's no way to live. Paul has Debbie, Siegfried has Roy. Well, the tiger had Roy, but you catch my drift. It takes two to make magic, and no one really wants to see my solo acts. Sure, my close-up work's not bad. I certainly pull out loads of more hankies than I did when I started. But my tricks, I could be so much more spectacular if only I had a partner. How I long for a set of feminine fingers to fan my deck. Rosebud lips to gasp and wonder as I pull my rabbit out. And a pair of big beautiful eyes to widen when I produce my Chinese balls. And spin them until they're a blur. Is it too much to want someone to tie me up and hold my wand while I wriggle free? Sure, I'm no David Copperfield, but I have plenty to offer. I'd be happy to share all my secrets, my special palming technique, my false bottoms. I'd even open up and show where I hide my pigeon. It's quite a sad one today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not selfish. I wouldn't hesitate to share her talents with other members of the Magic Circle. In fact, I'd look on proudly as she turned tricks by herself. But perhaps I'm fooling myself. Maybe my attitude's as old-fashioned as my act. After all, in these days of equality, women don't need men to make magic. They're in charge of their own wizard sleeves and they'll decide what wonders they work with them. One thing for sure, this magician needs a miracle. Laura, please help. Sorry about that.
It was such a sad story.
Yeah.
I think we can all empathise to a certain extent, some more than others.
What would you think?
Alec, there comes a time in everyone's life when desperation can make you vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I think the time is now for you. In this frame of mind, sure, you might be able to find an assistant to perform your acts with. But if you're so grateful that you give away all of yourself, all of your secrets straight away, the chances are that she'll take them and run, Alec, leaving you with half a show and no dignity at all. Mm-hmm. I suggest that rather than assuming you need someone else to make magic, you work on owning what you do by yourself. Enjoy your solo status, and I guarantee that when, and not if, that confidence attracts a partner, it will be on the basis that she wants to help you do what you do, rather than because there's something in it for her.
Once again, really wise.